Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Please be advised that Little Miss Recap contains adult language. Hi everyone, this is Little Miss Recap. I'm Amy Archer. I have to rush through it because I want to talk about this so badly.
Wow, that's not the intro I was expecting.
This is Little Miss Recap. I'm Amy Archer. You're Amanda Lipnack. Let's go. Let's go. Davis's. No. Let's go. I was up at like 6 today.
Oh my God. I had up at 6:30. We could have started earlier.
I had to check my voicemail.
I understand. Mm-hmm. Sure, in case anything happened.
Right. And then, you know, you told me I upload the wrong episode to Patreon, which I appreciated.
No problem. No problem. I get out of bed. First thing I do is pop in Our Single Life. And I'm like, yeah. No, this is about that poor young woman in Altoona.
No, we can't do this again.
No, it was
she
good.
She can't go missing again. We loved her.
The good thing is it gets solved twice, Ted. Which, for you and I who enjoy a checking things off a list, mm-hmm. we could check her off twice. She got solved twice.
Yes. So two bits of little chatty news here.
Yes.
Number one, did John Ackman solve the OJ case? Because he's dead.
He dead now. He real dead now. John Ackman might have solved it. I mean, it took a long time, including, you know, a large nationally televised trial.
Yes.
The book he wrote about, If I Did It, This Is What I Would Have Done. So that's exactly what he did.
Yes.
John Ackman, it takes him some time, but he gets there.
Yes. Let me explain for people who may not know what we're talking about. So you guys know Occam's Razor. I always said Ackman's Razor, and then I turned him into a character, Mr. John Ackman. And then one of our backdoor friends, I don't know, maybe it was you.
No, I think it was Claire.
Okay. Said, what if Mr. John Ackman was played by, who was he played by? I forget.
Oh, I don't even remember now.
And it was just a show, and he solved very obvious crimes.
Yes, that's it. That's it. The simplest crimes to solve, that's what he solves. And it's with the simplest explanation every time.
So the other day I put him on the OJ case.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now OJ's dead.
OJ dead. He dead now.
So there's that. Number two, I want to talk about, I am on an Apples Never Fall journey.
Okay.
Spoiler alert, jump ahead. I'll try to put it in the time stamp for my spoiler.
Okay.
Okay. So I started off. Not great. I have a lot of problems with the writing, blah, blah, blah.
Not uncommon for you.
Get into episodes like 2, 3, 4. I'm like, this is great. I'm loving this now.
And then 5 happened?
6 and 7 happened.
Oh, 6 and 7 happened? Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh. And everybody told me like, oh, the end is crap. The end is crap.
Okay. Don't tell me the end because I haven't watched it
yet. I won't tell you the end, but it's not a good situation.
Oh,
I'm disappointed.
That sucks.
And, you know, I really like Annette Bening.
Mm-hmm.
And, Sam Neill.
I know. You're real on a Sam Neill journey right now.
Oh, by the way. Side note, I got my mother to admit yesterday that Billy Bob Thornton's hot.
Nope.
Yeah. Nope. She's like, well, he's definitely getting hotter. I didn't want to get into why I think he's hot with her. I felt like that was a weird area.
Don't go there with your mother. No.
But I was like, yeah, no. He's really, really better looking with age. Anyway, Sam Neill in this show where he has a little bit of simmering murderous rage is kind of hot. I mean, he's the one thing that kept me going for the show.
Okay, I'll give you that. The reason I was looking away is because
there's something
about Sam Neill that reminds, and I was like, he reminds me of someone from the Thornbirds. Remember the Thornbirds?
Was it Alan Rickman who played John Ackman?
Yes, I think it was Alan Rickman. Right, that seems to make sense. Mm-hmm. But you remember Thornbirds, right?
Of course I do.
Of course you do.
Yes.
And I was like, who the hell reminds me of Sam Neill? It's Brian Brown who played Luke O'Neill, who's the one that Maggie did marry. But then she was always in love with Cardinal de Bricazar.
Okay, yes. Yes. Okay.
Her first husband.
God, it's been There's a ruggedness long time.
About them both. Yeah.
Yeah. Sam Neill's hot. Even when he's guided me around. You know, his character in Jurassic Park is great. Where he's like kind of arrogant and is like, I don't want to be tied down by Laura Dern. But then she captures him anyway. He's like a little velociraptor of love. And then she tames him. It's good.
I think we should do an 8. For one Gen X corner, and this could be 2 years from now. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Mm-hmm. We should do the Thornbirds.
I would totally do the Thornbirds.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. That's I haven't seen it probably in 35 years.
I watched it like maybe 20 years ago, 15 years ago. It's what you think it is.
Okay.
It's real melodramatic. It's real corny, but that's what I thought.
My mother was like obsessed with it.
Amy, that's one of the reasons I had a lot of dysfunctional relationships.
Oh, Amanda.
Richard Chamberlain is the reason I had a lot of dysfunctional relationships.
I talk about this when I talk about soap operas.
Yeah.
I am so full of dysfunctional ideas about love. I don't know how I've made it this far.
I know. And here you are. Oh, my God. This Barbara Stanwyck, I forgot she was in it.
Okay. We need to talk about these idiots. I'm so excited.
Sorry,
I couldn't even sleep last night.
Okay, let's go.
I had to get to it. Okay, so let's start with the Salahuddins and their date.
Oh my God.
This is Seeking Sister Wives, Season 5, Episode 7, Seeking Answers. Okay. I think production put this woman in their path just to fuck with them, and I'm here for it.
I am too, but we have to figure out where this winery was because we need to go. We need
it's
to
in
go
Strasbourg.
Of course it is. We need to go on a Salahuddin, like, adventure one day. I think the backdoor friends would appreciate that.
Yeah, it's very close to us. We could easily do it.
I know. We go to the Cinder Inn and then we go wine tasting.
Yes, I'm there for it.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so they're getting all dressed up and ready to go out with Alexis. They met her at a pool hall.
Sure.
And she's only 26.
Oh, she's... I'm only 26! She's real 26.
Mm-hmm. And
these jokers are like in their 40s, right?
We think so.
I think so,
again, Nyla is so gorgeous. She doesn't age. We don't know how old she is.
Why is she putting up with this numbnut?
I don't know. So Nyla's skeptical, but Naeem is so psyched. So they're trying it. And did you notice when they're getting ready, Nyla has a purse wall?
Oh, yes, she does. Yes, she does.
Very similar to Moira Rose's wig wall.
Wig wall, yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Naeem says, I don't have a problem playing around with any age group.
Gross. I don't have a problem with you going away.
Yeah. No. What was I listening to? And I forget what I said. I think I was talking about Garrick and I'm like, I'm grossed out because I have to look at your face. Such a elevated, sophisticated commentary on Lomas Recap.
We're very smart over here. Mm-hmm. I was telling people about the podcast this weekend. And I'm like, I swear to God, I'm smart. So I'm like telling him about the shows we're covering. And I'm like, I swear to God, I didn't get dumb.
I swear to God, we look at these things through a critical lens.
Let's talk about these people. Okay.
Okay. So they're at the Renegade Winery.
Okay,
in
that's
Strasbourg.
What it is. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad you got the name.
Of course I did.
Of course you did. Okay.
So they grab a table and Naeem is very nervous that they'll get stood up. And that probably would have been better.
Oh, I think they would have really preferred that to what wound up happening.
On the couch, Nyla says, I don't want to date in person. But Naeem says, this is the best way to go. This is the way we're doing it.
I actually think he's right. Like, let's date people we could actually get to know.
Let's date people we could actually see.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, he's going to have a girlfriend in Canada. Georgina Glass.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Napoleon Dynamite, yeah.
So he says, I hate seeing my wife hurt. And when things don't work out, that's what happens. So I'm going to take the lead on this now.
Oh, so brave.
Alexis comes in.
Okay.
In my opinion, she looks like she's dressed fine.
Yes, but they're not happy.
Like, this is something one of my daughters would wear.
Sure. If I had a body short, like but, that, you know. I would wear an outfit like that, too.
So she comes in. She hugs Naeem. She immediately gets the stink eye from Nyla. Mm-hmm. And Nyla says she's barely dressed, and this is not something we would do. She has on a white short sleeve shirt and a skirt, but a real short one.
I think it might actually be a skort.
It might be.
Because when she sat down, I felt like there was fabric between her thighs, because you could almost see her hoo-ha.
You almost could. But I'm telling you, a lot of my daughters and their friends dress like this.
I do, yeah. But I'm just
a lot of my daughters, like I have 17 of them.
Both of your daughters.
Both of my daughters. Well, one of them, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah.
So he says on the couch, I didn't like this. I need a mature woman. Then stop dating 26-year-olds.
What? You're getting, to be fair, Alexis was pretty much what I expected her to be, a 26-year-old.
A perimenopausal meatball showing up isn't going to have a skirt on like that.
That's true.
You could call me. True. I'll be in an Old Navy dress and probably leggings because I don't want you to see my Spider-Man. So
you might get me in the Athleta joggers I just got from the warehouse sale.
There you go. So Alexis, okay, now I feel seen by her because she's okay. Like, I want me some sweet wine.
Yes.
That tastes like apple juice. Same. And I'm just going to save everyone listening some time and do this.
Okay. Well, just, yep.
Shame.
I'm sorry. This is what happens.
Shame.
I'm telling you, when you come to my house, shame. It's going to be hard for me to buy the wine you need, but yeah, I will do it because I love you that much.
I'll stop and grab it at the state store, Amanda. It's $6. Just give me the Tom Hanks, what is it? The cherry juice.
Oh, yeah.
Just give me the cherry juice. I'll drink it down.
That's fine.
Or the vanilla extract.
Vanilla extract, okay. Yeah.
So she tells the camera she's very excited to see the Salahuddins again because they have such great chemistry.
Do they? Now, maybe if you're 26, you think this looks good.
I'm only 26. Maybe. Maybe. Because you're like, this is mom and dad. Yeah.
I'm going
to
bang.
But then I have to bang them. It's weird.
They're We're in a weird like area. Mom and dad. They're like half mom and dad. Like, they're just a little too old to be,
she only
like,
used to bang him, so maybe true. Nyla's, like, mom.
Maybe. I Nyla does have some mom energy. And as someone who has some woman. Mom energy, I see her. She sees me.
Mm-hmm. As I wrote in my newsletter this week, mothering is a verb. It mm-hmm. is something we do. It's mm-hmm. not something we embody.
Exactly.
So she's tasting the wine. They're appalled by her. She's like, oh, this one tastes like a great fruit roll-up. I don't know. Like,
Fruit Loops is how she described one of the wines.
Fruit Loops. Thank you.
Not mm-hmm. what I want in wine. Fruit mm-hmm. Loops.
Oh, I'd like that.
You would enjoy that. Can we just talk about them for a split second? Because they are Muslim, correct? That's how they've identified themselves.
Yes.
They have tattoos. That tends to be a no-no in Islam.
Yeah, and they're drinking.
And they're drinking. I don't understand what's really happening here. I feel like they're like... What is it that they call people who are like pick and choose Catholics? What is that? No, like Chinese menu, like one from column A, one from column B, but it's like there's a term for it.
Yeah.
I feel like these guys might be that of Islam.
Okay.
They're just picking and choosing what they want.
Yeah.
And what they want is polygamy.
A lay person is somebody who's not religious.
Correct.
I know nothing about the Muslim faith. Like
cafeteria Catholics. You just pick and choose what you want.
Okay. What I know about it, I've probably learned on 90 Day.
Correct. Same.
So I don't know. All I'm saying is this doesn't look right to me, but I also am of the, you know, fly your freak flag, do whatever you want to do.
I don't care what they do. It just doesn't feel legit. They're definitely not practicing the Bilal and Shida version of Islam.
Oh, No. Actually, she says the wine tastes like fruit snacks.
Oh, I thought she said fruit.
Fruit snacks. Mm. Which I love a good fruit snack.
We have a lot of fruit snacks in our house. Those are Todd's, you know.
They're good.
If he's having a blood sugar situation, those are good too.
They're great. Yeah. So Naeem goes to the bathroom and Nyla's like, okay, let me ask you, how do you feel about this Joker? And Alexis is like, I like him. And Nyla says, well, if you decide to date, I have rules.
Yes.
And they are no one-on-one dates. And Alexis is like, oh, I thought the opposite. I thought we would date one-on-one till I got to know him and make sure I want to go forward with this. And then all three of us hang out together.
That's actually the logical way. Yeah. I think Nyla is just like a walking cock block.
I don't know what this woman wants.
I don't either.
Because she wants this.
But she doesn't.
But she doesn't.
She wants to control this is what she wants to do. Because she doesn't trust him.
Yeah, but my therapist would say when you're trying to overly control something, it's because you don't want it.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. But she can't trust this joker as far as she can throw him.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
He cannot be left to his own devices.
Like when I'm trying to overly control where my daughter goes past 10 o'clock at night on a Friday, it's because I don't want her out that late.
That's right.
You gotta Janet this situation.
I understand.
So Alexis, okay. So Nyla goes, we don't do it like that. And Alexis cuts her off, which
Nope. Nyla's not gonna put up with that shit. Nope.
She cuts her right off and she says, yeah, but you have to be open-minded. Nyla's pissed and tells the camera she was offended.
Mm-hmm.
Now Naeem comes diddling back. Hey, how's everything over here?
We do need a little like when he comes on the screen.
He's such an idiot. And Alexis is like, do you agree with these guidelines? Now, this was a baller move.
Uh-huh.
Because this raised my cackles, and I don't know exactly why, but it felt undermining.
Why it raised your cackles.
Okay.
Because you and I wouldn't have the confidence to do this.
That's true.
Yeah.
100%.
That's what it is. Yep. She's got like 20 something hot girl confidence, even though I don't think she's particularly hot, but she's got that confidence.
She's got the confidence. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to make of her because she does not look 26 to me. She looks 37.
There's something up with this young woman.
Okay. So Nyla asks, or she says, this date was a disaster, she says in her ITM.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman is just too young. Now, Alexis asks them, hey, guys, what makes you want to be polygamous? And Naeem's like, well, actually, it was Nyla who brought it up. And Alexis is like, oh, right. Come on. And Nyla says this happens quite a bit. They always think that it is the man who brings it up because he wants to step outside of the marriage.
And most of these situations, it's the woman because they're tired.
They're tired.
They're tired of these men.
Like we talked about the other day. It's like with Cody and Janelle's moms.
Yes, yes.
It's,
they're tired.
Instead of some people choose to be a later in life lesbian.
Right.
Some people choose polygamous.
There's two paths one can go.
There's
down.
Only two.
If you're tired.
Only two.
Late in life lesbian, late in life polygamist. One or the other.
It's binary. You're one or the other.
Oh, shit. I think I might go the polygamist versus the lesbian. I don't know.
I don't know how I would go. I have no idea. I feel like the answer is I don't want more men around, but that's not polygamy.
No.
That would be a brother husband sitch. And I don't want that.
It's too many men. Too many men to deal with.
So they talk a little bit about this, and now he asks Alexis, you know what we're trying to do, but how do you feel about your part in the equation? Now, I want to talk about this for a minute because I have a theory.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
They never say polygamy to her, and they never mention it. And I'm wondering if this is a poly sitch.
Right. And we're just trying to keep it
going. And we're trying to keep it on the show.
Do we think Nyla has herself a bow?
I think Nyla might date too. Okay. I think this is like a...
It could very well be like Shane and Ashley.
Shane and Ashley sitch. Yeah. They never... I'd have to watch it again to be 100% sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I was noticing what they're not saying. And what not saying is sister, wife, or polygamy.
As opposed to like the Merrifields. It's sister, 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 sister.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So, now they get to the end of the date and they make her leave. This is hilarious.
Mid eating. They're all still in the middle of their food, Amy. And they're
there's
like,
there's a ton
okay,
of food
out.
On their plates. And they're like, well, fake yawn. Oh, we got to get going. But rough they don't night. All leave. Only she leaves. And it's like, this is a move I would pull. Like
pretend
fake
like
leave.
You're leaving.
Yes.
So they leave and you and can come back, and finish
because
food.
I left two mozzarella sticks on that plate and they're coming home in my belly.
That's right.
Like,
that's
I'm
right.
not leaving without them.
Yeah, there was a lot of food left on that table. Like, I really felt like Alexis was kind of like mid bite of burger and they're like, and you're done now. Bye.
So I wrote, there's full glasses of wine and full dinner plates. What is happening?
We don't leave this. We don't do that.
No. If I'm telling you right now, if we're leaving the cider place and I have an inch. A quarter
I'm walking
inch.
Out as I'm finishing it and chucking
Timmy's
the cup.
Timmy's grabbing it and drinking it for me because we're not letting it lie.
Nope.
So Alexis tells the camera, I think this went great.
Oh, Alexis, you have no ability to read a room, my friend.
And Naeem says, nope. And it translated into, I felt like my daughter was at the table. Yeah. So does he have a daughter?
We don't know.
We don't know, guys.
Is their last name even Salahuddin? I'm going to guess it's not.
If I could tell you the amount of research I tried to do to find out if Shane Sherwood is dying, I can't even. I covered, if you want to hear me talk with Tess Brigham, I was on, is it Pop Legal Psych?
Yes.
I was on that show. It should be dropping today for last okay. week's episode.
Okay, cool.
No, it'll drop Tuesday, yesterday. Okay. Today for us, yesterday for the listeners. And I said, this could be a terms of endearment situation.
Oh, it
and
really
I'm here
could.
For that.
It could.
Like Shane could be, or Ashley could be running around the nurse's station screaming, get my husband his medication right now. And then we could have an astronaut come in. Like it could be.
That's not where I went. I actually went with Ashley running around with John Lithgow.
Okay.
Having an affair with him at the grocery store. God, that's another Gen X movie.
That movie fundamentally changed me.
Everybody.
I told you I walked around with Love Story, the book.
Yes.
So I had Love Story and Helter Skelter.
Right.
While I was in middle school and high school.
Of course you did.
Terms of Endearment was the seminal movie.
Oh,
that I had at this time.
Just hearing yes. that music makes me want to cry. Mm. And that's when I first fell in love with Jeff Daniels.
I agree.
That and Purple Rose of Cairo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. With Mia Farrow?
Mia Farrow. Woody Allen? It's my favorite Woody Allen. And I know we hate Woody Allen. He's a disgusting human. Mm-hmm. But Purple Rose of Cairo is far and away my favorite Woody Allen film.
I agree. My freshman year film teacher was obsessed with him. And we watched all of them. And that was his favorite. Okay, so they agree they're just going to keep looking now. That's it.
Yep, not it. Alexis ain't it.
All right. We're going to scoot to the Ryans. Sloth and Speaky From. I don't know what I call her.
I called him Broke Down Bill Paxton last night. And Todd's like, that's perfect. Like he hadn't heard that yet.
That's what he is. And again, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you playing at home, Bill Paxton's the one you fuck. Bill Pullman's the one you marry. Get it right. I know one of them's dead. Are they both dead?
No, Bill Paxton is dead. Bill Pullman remains alive, but we got to stop talking about him because we're going to kill him.
Okay, we can't put John Ackman on that case.
No.
So things are bleak. We get the dun, 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 like the music that is just like, fuck, everything's gone wrong here.
Everything is bleak.
And Becky
I just
says,
imagine them in like a snowstorm in the Rocky Mountains, like, oh, Becky, it's real bad. I know, Justin.
I know. Becky said, these two idiots couldn't find their way out of a snowstorm. No, are you kidding me?
No, so Becky says, bedroom.
The visit with Stephanie didn't go good.
No, it didn't.
Justin says, I'm
in Colorado.
Justin says, I'm done. There's too much disrespect. None for me, none for her own word. And then he goes, when it happened, I wanted to bust out the windows of my car, but I'm not that type of guy. Except you are.
You completely and totally are. And that feels like a really big response.
It feels like a real specific response.
I think he's done that before.
Yeah. Okay. He says, I just need to move on. I need to move on. And Becky says, this is hard on both of us, but especially Justin, who's devastated.
Oh my God. She is so gross. There's something profoundly wrong with her, isn't there?
Broke down Bill Paxton needs to go back under, he needs to slither back under a rock.
They both need to go away, except I want to watch them on my TV all the time because they're so weird.
I want to watch them all the time, but I need like a no one was harmed in the filming of this scene kind of thing.
I need a warning that everything turned out okay, or I'm going to get real scared.
Because I'm worried about Stephanie and Greg. I'm worried about those fuckers.
The voice actors.
Yes. So that's all we have for them. Oh, wait, sorry. He's going to work out because it's the only way I feel better.
I am disappointed, though, that we or I hope at some point we find out that Greg and Stephanie gave Justin the clap.
Oh,
I would like for that to happen.
Needs to happen.
Something like gonorrhea or chlamydia, something that, you know, a little pill will fix it right up. Mm-hmm. I don't wish something lifelong on them, but like.
Yes, I wish them a curable STD.
Yes, I wish them a curable STD.
Hey, everyone, stay tuned. Little Miss Recap will be right back after these words.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
So we're at the Davises.
Yay!
And April says, it's been a few weeks since our discussion, you know, when Danielle moved out and ruined everything. She's got some real simmering right below the surface.
I'm telling you, there is something between Danielle and April. This is more.
Okay.
This is more. It's more than just a sister-wife situation.
You know how naive I am? I tend to just believe everything. And so I'm like, oh, they're just nice sister-wives.
This upset? Janelle was this upset, but it was an entirely different kind of upset when Christine peaced out.
Yeah, that probably brought up a lot in Janelle. So Danielle moved out, destroyed our life. She says there's been tension. So they're going to a smash room.
I have an idea. Yes, Amy.
A smash room that you and I go into.
Yeah.
With pictures of all these idiots. We have a picture of Garrick Merrifield. We have a picture of Nick Davis. We have a picture of
Cody Brown.
We have a picture of, let's throw a picture of Mary Brown in there. Sure. We have a picture of Robin Brown. We have
Sidian.
Oh, Sidian is 100% safe. How dare you?
Okay.
We have a picture of Dimitri Snowden. We have a picture of, I don't know, Jeff, what's his name?
Oh, Jeff Aldridge or whatever his name was.
No. Warren Jeffs.
Oh, Warren Jeffs.
Warren Jeffs, a.k.a. Tim from The Single Life. Right. We have a picture of Jesse.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Meester.
Can we have a moment to talk about his child's name?
Zeus. Zeus Meester.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
He's an idiot. Dumb man.
And you know what? This child's going to be... I mean, here's the thing. Jesse is not a bad-looking man. The woman he's shacked up with, the, like, broke-down fake Jennifer, she's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a good-looking kid.
Sure. But it has the name Zeus Meester.
Zeus Meester. What the fuck? Okay.
So we'll go in that smash room. We'll call it the trash men room.
Oh, I like it.
And you just go in there. And you just smash. I don't know. We could even have like plaster Paris.
Busts
of them.
Yes. And just beat the shit out of them.
Wouldn't that be great?
When Charlie and I were married, he came up with the idea that it was like a precursor of a smash room. Like he saw this coming. He's like, we need to go to people's houses. Like it's a TV show. You knock on the door and you go, do you have something we can break?
Yeah.
And someone hands it to you and then you break it.
I mean, Office Space.
With the
printer. Yes. I mean, who amongst us has not wanted to do that to a printer?
Jennifer, who we know to be an IT person due to Mary Payne's interview with her, she went real ham on that printer.
Well, only two people can be in the room at once. So right. In a weird move, Jen and April put Danielle in there by herself. And she's in there and she's just, they're watching her like she's an animal at the zoo. And she's so just weird. Banging around, smashing things mm-hmm. to pieces. Now Jennifer decides, first they're giving commentary. They're like, oh, wow, yeah. Oh, look at her hit that. Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. this is aggressive. Now, at one point, Jenny from the block joins in.
Right.
And Danielle screams. I don't know if you caught this.
No, I missed it.
Men are a menace to society, and she smashes a mirror.
Oh, shit.
Whoa. Whoa. Oh, I'm They're a menace to society. So April's like, the sister-wife relationship is just the most important because it's not as easy as the relationship between the wife and the husband.
Of course, of course.
So getting some of the shit out just mm-hmm. really helps. And okay, I think she's done and now we need to start dating again. What?
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 We just needed her to break shit and now we can date? Like,
it's been 2 weeks since they promised her they weren't going to date again.
Does Danielle know that once she broke shit, that would like open up the like Nick's amulet of dating and now we're back? Because if that was the case, I don't think
I just spit out my coffee.
No, I don't think she necessarily would have gone.
I don't think she would have either.
I don't think she
Jesus
knew.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Okay. So now they go for lunch and dinner. Let's talk about this outfit.
Amy.
Danielle. Amy. Danielle. Danielle. We know you're only 24, but what are you doing?
Honey. Danielle, I feel you. My breasts would look very similar.
We are women of a certain breast size. We get it.
At a certain age. Honey, I get it. My breasts would have looked like that, if not worse.
Mine too.
Don't wear that, honey. No, that's not the shirt for you.
No. Mm-mm.
And that's fine. There's things one can and cannot wear.
Well, so, okay. She didn't have a bra on is problem number one.
Yeah, but you couldn't have a bra on with that shirt.
Right. She's like built like me. Yeah. And believe me, I'm not going out in public without a bra on. Because people Mm-mm. will get injured. It's not happening.
I felt weird enough yesterday taking the trash out at 6 a.m. without a bra on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Someone saw me walking their dog from like half a block away. And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. You had to see this.
I wake up, the bra goes on. Period.
Pretty much.
That's what happens. Pee, then the bra goes on.
I understand.
That's my exciting life here. But she, that wasn't the right choice.
No, we were not into it.
Mm-mm. So we talked about Danielle. Let's talk about Jenny from the block, who looks like she's been in the basement for 6 months.
What is happening with her? She was not like this last season.
She needs to feed. She's like Florian. She is so pale. Fresh off the set of Interview with the Vampire, the reboot.
She is so pale.
She needs to feed because it's not good.
She needs a haircut too. Like this situation is not working for her.
She needs a haircut, but she really needs. She looks like my sister usually looks. Like my sister Jenny is the palest person I know on earth.
She's pretty pale.
Just doesn't see the sun and she's fine with it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. She looks similar. Like she literally has been in the basement for 6 months and they finally let her out for dinner.
She could be translucent. I'm not entirely sure. Yeah.
Then I have here, Danielle is wearing a top.
It's a top. Mm-hmm. It's a choice. Everything about that is a choice, which is why we can comment on it.
This irritated me and I'm sure this irritated Danielle because of the three of them, Danielle is the one I really feel for the most. And she resonates with me.
Same.
Her plight resonates with me. And she gets her nachos and these motherfuckers want to have like an in-depth conversation while her nachos are sitting there getting cold.
No, don't. Come on. Mm-mm. Stop it.
Mm-mm. The only thing I could think is maybe they thought they would have this conversation. Then the food would come. But the food came out so early.
Maybe. But the problem is with food continuity. Like, yeah. I don't know. It's difficult to have real conversations and food on the table at the same time.
The idea that I would have to sit there. And let my food get cold. Yeah. It gives me nightmares.
I told you I've been on an inmate to roommate journey.
Yes.
There was one scene where somebody had a bottle of wine and the amount of wine
kept
changed
going up and down.
Mm. Real randomly.
Okay. Okay.
This is why people, they have the gold cups on a Lovett's
wine. Yes. Which is very smart. Mm-hmm. So April says, what guarantee do we have that you won't leave again? And Danielle looks like she does not want to be here for this conversation. She doesn't want to have it. She's like, I thought when I was folding your LuLaRoe leggings the other day that we talked about this.
Right. We're done. We've had this conversation. I don't feel like Danielle is someone who really wants to process feelings a lot.
No.
Because she's, you know what?
Only 24. She's only 24. So Danielle tells the camera she knows she'll have to share Nick's update. She might be jealous.
She tells but here's the problem. It's not that she just has to share Nick. She has to marry this person, Amy.
I know. This is so unfair to her.
This is so unfair.
We need to get her out of this cult. I like the Davises.
I do, too. I feel like they're the healthiest of this bunch.
I don't like what they're doing to her. Mm-mm. So she tells the girls, look, I'll be more open and I'll share my feelings so they don't fester.
Which is
and she's like, you know what? All right, I'm ready. And they smile because they have talked her into this.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
Again, she has to marry this person.
This she has to marry this
someone
person.
Else banging her husband. She has to legally marry this person.
Yes, she does.
It's
yes, she
fucked. Does. It's fucked.
Okay.
Okay. Stretch it out.
The main event. Dun, 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 let's stretch. Can you give me a little bit of a drum roll? A little bit of a drum roll. Let's go. All right.
We're at the Merrifields.
So the Merrifields are back in Buena Vista. And yeah, Danielle's parents are over. And the Sams arrive.
Sams are here.
Sams are here. The since Sams Todd, General have Sam's arrived. General,
since Todd is a newcomer to Seeking Sister Wife, he didn't I kept calling them the Sams or Sam and Sam. And he's like, why do you call them that? I'm like, because some guy named Sam married some woman named Samantha.
So it's funny because in my notes, I have to write Sammy for her. So I remember that it's the female Sam.
Got it. Because you're used to a Sammy.
Yep.
Yep.
So Garrick and Danielle want to announce their engagement. And they get some pizza. And the pizza looks, what is happening in Buena Vista, Colorado? I could move there tomorrow and open up a proper pizza shop and make $1 million.
You absolutely could. First of all, why are they showing up with like little personal pizzas? But then they're splitting these pizzas.
The pizzas look terrible.
They look terrible. They were too small. It was not good. Mm-mm. Better pizza for these people.
Yes. Well, for everyone except Garrick.
Yeah.
Garrick shows up in his best black tank top.
Oh, teeny tiny tank top.
Why is he showing up in a tank top?
I don't know.
Why I hate ever his face.
Have to see him in a tank top? Why do we ever have to see his face?
The undercooked Mr. Bill. The dad tells us. Or dad says, tell us about your trip. Now, remember, dad, the same person who was obsessed with Roberta, is like, give me all the details.
Tell me about Roberta, too. Electric.
You know who dad reminds me of? Are you ready for it?
Yes.
Bruce Dern's character in Big Love.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. I was going to go also potentially with like a little Christopher Lloyd.
Little bit.
Little bit.
Little bit. Yep. So Garrick says, it went well. It was really eventful. Everyone seemed to get along, and I ended up proposing to her. First of all, she has a name, you fuck twad. I hate him.
At a minimum, call her Roberta, too. Oh. At a minimum.
So Sam goes.
It doesn't matter. It's just Brazilian chick being pushed in for Brazilian chick.
So Sam goes, and I think this is Sammy. No, this might be other Sam. I don't know. One Brother of the Sam Sams goes, what? What? And she said, yes.
What?
Oh, it's male Sam. Because he tells the camera, this is soon. This is crazy. He only met her once. And Roberta literally just dumped these fucking idiots.
Right. After taking them for a lot of money. Like, what are you doing?
I would pay, Matt Sharp, if you're listening, come closer.
Come closer. Yes.
I would pay $1.5 million. I'll find a way to get it. I'll sell one of my children. I don't care what I have to do to put cameras in Sam and Sam's car on the ride home.
Oh my God. Actually, I just want a whole series of Sam and Sam thoughts on these numbnuts.
Like the Wheel of Fortune heads.
Right, exactly.
There's the Price is Right heads just floating on Wheel of Fortune. Just floating around in the corner of the screen being like, what? What?
Judging, you fucking judging idiot. Choosing vacations. These are the two things these heads
yep.
will do.
Yep. So Sam, female Sam.
Male Sam is like, I can't believe my sister is stuck with this motherfucker.
I know.
And he's in business with him.
Yeah. Yep. Ugh. But he does all the work. We talked about
of course.
This.
So do shit.
Sammy, female Sam, tells the camera, Garrick, why? Why? What are you doing? She's like, this feels so fast. Now back
She's
to
like,
Bruce.
I'm married into this family. What the fuck? I'm out.
Back to the Sheen Bruce Dern. Okay, yes. On the couch. He's like, are you sure about this? Brazil really didn't work her. Out. Brazil didn't work out the first time.
But tell me and, how much she is.
Now, Garrick, this is interesting.
Okay.
Because Garrick, when the least bit pressed on this God bullshit, backs right down.
Yep. Yep.
He goes into this weird whisper. Okay, so he says, well, I'm sure God spoke to us and we felt this confirmation. No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
No, you fucking didn't. You piece of shit.
You were bench pressing in your garage. You're above sea level. You just mm-hmm. got lightheaded for mm-hmm. a second. That's mm-hmm. what happened.
Sammy now says, how long have you known her? This is what I'm talking about. He blinks 87 times and then he goes, he gets this weird low whisper and he goes, April, May, June. And Danielle goes, 2 months. And he goes, like 3 months? 2 months.
2 months. It's like shit neon couple to throuple. How long have you been together? 4 years. Almost 4 years. Like, oh, come on. Stop.
So Sammy goes, this is just fucking crazy. And then she tells the camera, this is what he did with Roberta. This moron is just repeating himself. I don't understand why my sister-in-law lets him stick his tiny little dick in her. What is happening here?
And makes Jeremiah and Solomon. No.
No.
No. And so, whatever this new baby is.
Sammy says, Roberta just happened. And other Sam goes, it's like you're underwater and you're not coming up for breath, man.
Mm-hmm.
And he
mm-hmm.
tells the camera, this is so frustrating watching someone go through the same thing over and over. Yeah, it's literally the definition of stupidity.
Correct.
But correct. I try to mind my... okay. My notes. I wrote, I try to mind my own visa. No, he didn't say that. No. He didn't business. Say that. He said, mind my own business. Mm-hmm.
Roberta, too, needs a visa.
She needs to mind her own visa. Yes. Okay. So Danielle says... Now we have to decide whether I can't find her. I don't know what she is.
She's hard.
So she says she has to decide whether or not they want the marriage visa or the K-1 visa. So Sammy's like, does Natalia plan on moving here? And Garrick goes, well, we'll have to figure that out.
No.
She has a degree as a lawyer. Wait. Okay, you fucking moron.
We have to figure that out. You have another wife and 2 children, sir. Sir. Mr. Garrick Merrifield.
He's red.
Mr. Garrick Merrifield.
Motherfucker.
I hate him so much.
Let me just... Everyone listening, I want you to take a collective breath in. Okay.
We can keep going.
Let's center. Let's go back to center. Okay. Sammy, I hate it. Sammy says,
are you last 2 seconds you're centering?
I think it's Sam. Okay. Sam says, are you getting a prenup because you and Danielle are divorced? And where does that leave Danielle if this woman takes all of your money and leaves you, which she probably will?
Right. I want to know a lot more about the divorce agreement between Danielle and Garrick.
Yeah, me too.
Because I hope for fuck she got written in. Support and stuff, and I'm sure she didn't because she trusts this motherfucker.
No, because she's complicit in all of this too.
Oh, mm-hmm. God. Also, again, we are on national television talking about committing visa
defrauding
fraud.
The court. Yep.
Right. Like, what are you doing?
Yep. So Sammy says, don't you think it would be better to see how she gets along with the family and stuff before you bring her here?
Ding, 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 ding.
Now, Garrick starts talking about the moment that God spoke to them, okay? And he's like, God spoke to both of us just before we went to Mexico, and we both just felt like this cloud of the Holy Spirit fall over us, and this laughter and joy just came over us, and we were laughing and happy, and we were both like, oh my God, this is crazy.
Amanda, were they high?
Because this sounds like when I'm high.
Yes. Do you think that Garrick might have had a schizophrenic break? Like, he just seems to be living in an entirely different planet.
I don't mean to laugh. I honestly think...
there's something wrong with this man.
I think he's taking some kind of weird fucking supplement.
Oh, but maybe it's his antioxidants are low. Get Becky on it.
And I think that he is... I don't know. This sounds to me like the night When I went to Portland, I ate an entire chocolate bar.
Right, and couldn't get out of bed.
Edible. And solved the JonBenet Ramsey murder.
Right. It really sounds like he's on some sort of trip.
Something is wrong.
He sounds like he's on an acid
Something
trip.
Is wrong.
It's not okay.
So Shane tells the camera with a big smirk that I appreciated.
Not
I
Shane.
Give this 40% no chance of working.
No
not Shane. Shane. I'm sorry. I have written Shane.
Yeah. Sam.
Sam, he looks like Shane. Oh my God. He kind of does look a little bit like Shane Sherwood.
It does a little bit.
Sam tells the camera, I give this 40% chance of working. 40%. That's generous.
I was just saying, that's incredibly mm-hmm. generous.
He could barely keep a straight face.
Of course. Okay.
So, Amanda, Garrick has a best friend from fifth grade named Bill. And I had mixed feelings about Bill because I was like, I might be into Bill. But then, you know, he's friends with Garrick.
Okay. So, Bill is a handsome man in profile.
Yes.
In front.
But straight not on. He's straight not. On.
Yeah. Not. I kept saying that last night. I'm like, he's hot when he turns his head. But
right.
when you look at him straight
right.
on, it's not good.
Yeah, I agree with this.
Yeah, yes. He's a profile fisher, like a hat fisher. He's a profile yep. fisher. Yep.
We need him. We need him just kind of standing sideways at all times.
All times, yes. He needs to be on a 45 degree angle everywhere he goes.
They're going mountain biking, and Garrick, again, is in a stupid tank top. Does he ever wear just a t-shirt?
No. No. He's got to show off those pecs and those biceps, Amy.
So he says I'm going to Brazil alone to spend time with Natalia, and we'll get married when I'm down there, and we'll file the marriage visa. Now, Bill is like, what about Danielle?
Right. What about, you know, your family?
I feel like she's struggling. And Garrick's like, well, she's struggling with what Roberta did, not what I did.
No, you did nothing wrong, Garrick.
What a fucking asshole. I hate him so much.
Oh,
I want to call my dad and cry like I would when I was a child and be like, make it go away. Make him go away.
We almost really should put a trigger warning on this for religious trauma. Mm. Like the shit he is pulling out here in the name of God. Again, actual legit godly folk have got to be so fucking offended by this guy.
I've heard from quite a few people who are God loving folks that they do not claim him.
No.
And
no one claims him, Amy, except for Danielle. Do you think when they put the second N in Danielle's name, that's when shit went sideways?
I think shit went sideways.
When she met Garrick?
When she decided to incorporate skateboarding into her farmer apparel.
Oh, right. I forgot about these.
Something was
farmer.
Wrong there.
Farmer situation.
I actually started a graphic. I never finished it, of like a little farmer girl on a skateboard, but I never finished it.
I love it.
Yeah. Because that, right when I heard that, I was like, oh, something's been awry here for a while.
Mm-hmm. She's not okay.
So Garrick tells the camera, me and Danielle have been struggling. Danielle feels that Natalia is not as engaged with her as she was in Mexico. And maybe that's true. Bill tells the camera, Garrick makes stupid decisions.
Correct, Bill. Bill, thank you for your service. You are correct.
Again, if all of your friends are saying you're an idiot, maybe
all
it's
of your
time
family?
To reexamine.
I mean, we seem to have a really strong consensus around among all of the people around Danielle and Garrick that this is dumb.
Yeah. Again,
except for these two fuckers.
If Shane Sherwood is popping in from another storyline to say you're an idiot, then,
that's
you know,
true.
Something's
true.
Wrong. So Bill says he's a crazy bastard and he's probably going to waste time and money. And I know Danielle's not happy about it. So then
crazy bastard.
So then he asks Garrick, are you worried about having two chicks under the same roof? And that's when Bill lost me.
That's when Bill and I were no longer.
No.
I was no longer Team Bill. You know what he was actually saying.
I know what he was saying.
You're going to be able to handle two women on their period.
That's what
house.
He was saying, 100%. I feel like Bill is sent by the manosphere. And he knows what he's doing. So Garrick says, as long as they love and care about each other and don't get egos, a.k.a. autonomy.
Right.
It will be beautiful. And then he says to Bill, can you pray for me, brother? Fuck right off.
You need more than prayer, my friend.
Okay. Now, this next part is kind of bonkers.
Oh, my God. This is
Remember,
amazing.
I was texting you like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Yeah. This was the oh, my God part?
Yes.
Okay.
We get Crisis Cam with Danielle. Now, Crisis Cam is what I call any self-filmed footage.
Correct.
Because they need to film it and the cameras aren't there and they can't even wait till the cameras do get there.
No, so it's crisis. We're having a crisis.
Mm-hmm. She says things are not, she's like looking in the camera and she's like, things are not where I expect them to be. He and Natalia are connecting, but Garrick and I are not in a great place. And now we see this self-filmed footage of Danielle kind of yelling at him that Natalia's not answering her texts, but uh-huh. is answering his. And then I wrote, I don't know if he knows he's being filmed.
He might not know because he is not his normal self here.
No, he's not doing the Warren Jeffs voice. Oh, he's past know. That.
He's pissed.
He is being a dick bag. And this uh-huh. is probably real Garrick. It's like you're on safari and you've captured the real Garrick in his natural habitat. Oh,
habitat, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's not in the zoo right now where he's behaving well.
Nope.
He's, yeah, okay. Yeah.
He's in the kitchen making an omelet in a tank top like a fucking moron. Is he in a tank top? I forget. I'm sure I would have noted if he wasn't. He's in a tank top. So Garrick tells the camera, women are emotional and nurturing. And that makes them vulnerable to thoughts or ideas that come into the mind and they run emotionally with them.
Fuck
and
off.
They need to understand that not every thought that comes into the mind is a good one to entertain.
Fuck off. What
fucktard. I can't
with this guy.
I can't deal with him.
No.
I can't deal with him.
Oh, my God.
Thank God he doesn't have daughters. Thank God. I mean, it's bad enough that he's raising sons.
We don't know if he doesn't have daughters. I think that baby's a girl. I think that's the rumor on the street.
Well, he needs to go back in the oven as underbaked Bill, Mr. Bill, and cook a little bit more cook his ideas.
Cook until the timer and the chicken pops.
Yes. Yes.
Until we get a pop.
Yes.
Until we cook this baby till it's a boy, because he cannot be trusted with daughters.
Back to the screaming kitchen cam, as I'm calling it. Mm-hmm. Danny's like, she saw my messages and she won't respond. And she's really pissed off about this because this is what I perceive happened. Okay. And you please correct me when I will tell you my thoughts. I will be.
Okay.
From what I understand, she was texting Natalia, which she probably drives this poor woman fucking bonkers.
Oh, my God. She doesn't stop.
Sister, do you love me? Sister, let me see the necklace. Sister, what are you wearing? Sister, do you have the necklace on? Sister, let me see your sister necklace. Sister, I love you. Sister
God,
love me.
Sister, God, 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 sister, God.
Meanwhile, Garrick's like, you up? Yeah, he's just being a dick.
No, he just sends a YT with a question mark.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's it.
He sends pictures of himself in his little tank top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who could resist that?
Could you imagine his closet just full of tank tops?
it's like a rack at Old Navy. Just a whole bunch of tank tops.
Just a bunch of tank tops. And they're not even good tank tops. No. I feel like they're just like Hanes tank tops. Like yeah, no, in the these three are not, pack.
Yeah. These aren't like, you know, I was going to say DKNY. Is that even a thing anymore?
I don't know.
But
they're
not
going into fashion. I'm slinking into the wall.
I got nothing.
So he's like, she saw my messages. So what happened is Garrick texts her and she responded to him mm-hmm. and still didn't respond to Danielle. That's what I'm taking happened.
That's exactly what I think happened. And, you know, I can understand where it would be frustrating to feel like you're being left on red.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's real shitty.
Yeah.
But also, I don't know. It's just so weird. But yeah, she doesn't want anything to do with Danielle.
No, and he's trying to make excuses like, maybe her phone is broken.
But she's answering, dumbass.
Right, and Danielle's like shooting down these excuses with logic every single time, you know, because her mind is so clouded by the
hormones.
Holy Spirit.
And her period or something.
Danielle tells the camera, I just don't know where my relationship is with Garrick. He's going to Brazil to be with Natalia. Then we see him leaving.
For a month,
for
Amy.
A month, I would be like, yes,
yes, I'm free of this motherfucker.
I'd
for
be
a
like
month.
Cody being excited to be in the house for an hour alone. Mm-hmm. I would be there. Would be such a joy
of being
of
free
Holy
of him.
Spirit washing over me.
Yeah,
is that just a cum shot according to Garrick? Because the I Holy Spirit is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, gross.
So I don't want that.
No.
I would just be so happy that I would be in the house. I mean, of course the boys are there, sure. And of course God is always there.
And her parents are in and out, and the Sam's General come in and out. We've got a lot of people in and out of that house. Because remember, her parents live there.
What?
Her parents live in that house with them.
I didn't know that.
I don't remember if they have like an in-law suite or something. But yeah, no, they live there too. They live
While we're on the topic of Bruce Dern, I want to recommend a Bruce Dern movie.
Oh, okay.
Nebraska, have you ever seen it?
No, I've never seen it, but I've heard great things about
it. It's fantastic. It's all about like fathers and sons and their relationship. It's who's in it with him? Let me live Google.
Amy, the people like it when we Google things together.
I think they like it more when we Google simple things that we just don't know.
Right. Like, what are the lyrics to the Milkshake Yard song?
Yes. Okay. So the cast is, Will Forte's in it, Bob Odenkirk.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And Bruce Dern is the, okay, so Bruce Dern is the father and Will Forte is the son.
Do I know who Will Forte is?
Yeah, he used to be on Saturday Night Live and he used to do Goat Boy.
Oh, right? Okay. That sounds vaguely familiar. Let's see. Will, yeah. Forte.
Yeah.
American comedian actor. Oh, yeah. I know who he is. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Okay. So he, and Bob Odenkirk, who we love.
We love. Yeah. Of course.
It's good. It's a really good movie. Like, I loved it. It's very.
Will Forte's father's name is Orville.
Orville Forte.
Orville Willis Forte III.
Wow. Okay.
Good for you for not giving that to your child.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. So Danielle tells the camera, I know we need this time apart, but realistically, he could just leave me for her. What if he just stays there with her?
Yes.
Danielle, I'm here from the future to tell you your life would be so much better.
Oh my God. Except we think you're knocked up at this point, but.
Okay. So let's talk about that real quick. Guys, spoiler. Mary Payne said she heard that. They split up and then Danielle falls pregnant.
How do you fall pregnant?
Well, like discover she's pregnant. Right. Yeah. But I'm thinking it's this split.
Yeah, I think so too.
So I'm thinking, because I wonder if part of her like, oh God, this is going to sound manosphere-y and I don't want it to. But part of her like really being emotional over this could be that she's pregnant.
Yeah. I mean,
because we've never seen her like this before.
No, we've never seen her come undone like this.
No. So I'm just, you know, I'm not just trying to say like, oh, she's being emotional.
Because she's got the hormones.
Right.
The hormones.
But for her, this is emotional. Not normal.
Yeah. Yeah. I also did watch a little bit of the live that she did after last night's episode.
Oh, tell us.
The one we're finished. Are we finished or we have more?
We're finished with these jokers. We have to do next time on and then I got a voicemail, but go ahead.
Okay. So Garrick apparently has been struggling with migraines. So he hasn't been on the lives.
Oh yeah. Migraines.
Mm-hmm. They are thinking of doing the Botox and getting his ear pierced because they hear those things work. That's what she says. Then she's wearing.
You know what else works? Put his face in the smash room and let me hit it with the bat. Go on.
That'll help his headache. I'll help your headache. I'll give you a headache.
Yeah.
You want a headache? I'll give you something to have a headache about. And then she was wearing the trucker hat that I think Bill was wearing.
Yeah.
The Merrifield logo. And she went on to say, we have it in pink for girls.
Nope.
And blue for boys.
Nope.
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 And then someone asked her, like, basically, like, do you feel like you're being used and abused or something to that effect? Or like, why do you put up with this or some shit that we would ask? And she's like, oh, you guys.
You guys are
so No, we hard. Mean it, Danielle. Why are you doing this?
Here's a pro tip. Yes. If you're doing a YouTube live.
Yes.
And this goes to Danielle Merrifield and Mary Brown.
Okay.
If you're doing a YouTube live and 90% of the questions are, why don't you leave that fucking moron you're married to?
You
may want to reexamine your marriage.
You may.
Just say. Just say.
It's not good. It's not going good.
Not good. Not good. We haven't seen Amos. I mean, we know they broke up, but like we haven't even heard from him.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Like he could spill some tea probably.
They weren't together that long.
He's an idiot. Okay.
Oh, of course.
Next time on, guys, Shane is with a friend and he's saying he's scared and he starts to cry a little bit.
Mm. Can we talk about the fact that his name is Shane Sherwood? I hadn't said Shane Sherwood. That all.
Shane Sherwood.
I hadn't said that together for a bit. Shane Sherwood. I don't understand why parents do this to children. It's like, why did someone name Chris Christie Chris Christie?
I know. It's so
why
weird.
Why would you do that to somebody?
So weird.
Or
so
Dave weird. Dave Davis. Like, no. No. Don't do that. Mm-mm.
Stop it. Becky is prepping Justin to go on a date with Yari, who they met on an app, and she's under the impression this is a regular date, not a polygamy sitch.
She does not know what she's walking into, yeah. And I hope she reads him for filth.
And then broke down Bill Paxton slides in and swats his way up onto the chair. So the Davises have a fireside chat, as I call it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I'm only 24. I'm only 24. And we see Danielle melting down to Sam. Female
sobbing.
Sam.
Mm-hmm. Sobbing. Mm-hmm. This mm-hmm. is not good.
It's not good, guys. And you know what else isn't good? I have a fucking voicemail from those idiots.
Oh, man. God. I thought we were free of them after the last Sister Wives episode, but they're back.
Yeah, they're back. Well, because
they're slinking in.
The Davises okay. brought them back.
Oh, well, yeah. It's Nick's amulet. It's not. What are you going to do?
Here we go, guys.
Well, well, well. Mr. Garrick Merrifield. It has become clear to us what needs to be done, fine sir. You can't have your motives and your ideas and your chats with God challenged by a woman, let alone one with a masculine name like Sam.
Oh.
As we shared with you and you have now shared with the world, women's brains are clouded with emotions and with the Holy Spirit, and they don't know how to think like logical men. And Sam better keep her lazy, brainwashed views to herself.
Yikes.
We don't need her challenging your divine masculinity in front of your family. You are the messenger of God, the one mighty and strong. And if she doesn't get back in the kitchen and make us Subway protein shakes, she will be destroyed.
Whoa. That's a threat.
That is a threat.
Wow. I heard that voicemail at 6 o'clock this morning. I was scared.
I would be scared too. Mm-hmm. Is the Manosphere related to the Little Barons?
Well, guys, for those of you who didn't pick this up, if you listen
talking
to our
the One Mighty and Strong
yeah,
stuff,
if you listen to our Daughters of the Cult documentary that we did on Patreon, Ervil LeBaron was the One Mighty and Strong.
And he was a murderer.
Yes. It's and not now good. Here we go. The Manosphere's handing out that title.
And we had Fuckboy Prophet, Ervil LeBaron.
Heber LeBaron up in the club.
Fuckboy Prophet. Having dubstep sex.
Oh, we are ridiculous.
I love it so much.
All right, guys, that's it. We've talked so much talk.
We have.
I feel like I need to
cleanse yourself.
Just calm the fuck down.
We need another deep breath together as a family.
Yeah, let's everybody do it together. Ready? And in.
Okay, we're better.
We are rid. I want you to. I don't know how to describe this. I want you to take your hands up in the air and
okay.
push down the force of Garrick Merrifield. Push him out and away. Out and away.
It looks like something we did in aerobics in the 80s. I feel like this is a jazzercise move, perhaps.
Don't ever let me teach yoga.
Remember jazzercise? Oh, did you ever do jazzercise?
Yes. And do you remember mousercise?
Yes, I do.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Because when you want to give your child an eating disorder, give them mousercise.
Then there was the girls. What was it? Girls Get Fit.
Oh, God.
Girls.
Yeah.
It was the other, like maybe 2 or 3 years ago, I referenced that whole girls thing and I called it Girls Gone Wild. And someone was like, that's not the thing. That's not
a different
thing.
Mm-hmm. God, remember all of those infomercials for the Girls Gone Wild video?
Yes.
Okay, let's talk about how fucked up that was. This is the 80s, people. This is how fucked up the 80s were. We are selling videos of teen girls.
Teens.
Teen and like 20-year-old girls at spring break in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
And that's something we sell to people.
Yeah. Flashing their tits because the tits. Gross cameraman was always asking them to.
Jesus.
Yep.
That was fucked.
It was called Get in Shape Girl is what I'm thinking of. Get in Shape Girl. Oh, yeah. I remember that very well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then my mom was like all into Richard Simmons.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Sure.
It was a whole thing.
And Jane Fonda.
I don't know.
My
if
mom
was
my aunt was into Jane Fonda. We had a lot of Jane Fonda in my childhood.
Yeah. It was sweating to the oldies. Yeah. At our house. Yeah. All right, my friend.
This is it.
We've said it all.
And just hold on tight till next week, folks. We'll have more of this Merrifield stuff. This season's going to end, and I'm not going to be okay when it happens.
I can't have this season end. No. I need this to go on forever.
Mm-hmm. We need this and Couple the Thruple all day.
All day, every day. Guys, if you like what you hear, please consider joining Patreon, Supercast, or Apple subscriptions, where Amanda and I are going to be talking 90 Day Love in Paradise.
Right.
Love During Lockup.
Yes.
And Sister Wives.
And Sister Wives.
Rewatch.
Yes. Yeah. And yes.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Yes and yes.
And we're happy to be there. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Very much so.
And it helps support the show and keeps us going.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you're also doing a fun little Virgin River rewatch, which is on the free feed, but you get it commercial free.
Yes. I'm loving Virgin River.
I need to start watching it so I can listen to you guys.
So great. And Steph and I will be here tomorrow with MAFS, the reunion part two, or as I call it, like shootout at the Home Goods in Manhattan.
Oh, is it bad?
It's bad. I mean,
good, but bad.
It's wild. I never thought I would say these words, but I'm going to say them right now.
I know what you're going
to
say.
I was Team Brennan.
I can't wait to see this.
A lot of work on Emily's part to push me to that side, but I'm there.
I was starting to feel like Emily might have been on something.
It's wild.
It seems weird. And we do get Pastor Cal and Pep talking about this, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good, good.
Yeah. So that's happening. And what else do we have coming up? Oh, I'm doing the documentary What Jennifer Did with one of our backdoor friends, Shabnam, who's going to be coming on talking about that with me. I'm excited to talk with her about that. And then I don't know what else I have lined up. I mean, MILF Manor's coming.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We've also got MILF Manor coming.
Yeah. Too much. I do need to watch The Jinx at some point, and I'm going to do that because I have not seen it ever.
Oh, I'd totally do that with you. Yes. Or you pick someone else. That's
fine.
Like The Jinx. It's good.
I need to see it.
Yeah.
I need to see it. So that's that. Okay. But right now, I just want to put a real quick plug. Science fiction nerds like me. Mm-hmm. Fallout on Prime Video. Amazing.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. You know who's the lead in it? And I kept saying, where do I know her from? Jackie from Yellow Jackets.
Oh,
she's the lead.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. All right, my friend. Thank you so much. Follow us on Instagram, guys. Little Miss Recap. And Mary Payne asked me what my TikTok handle is. I think it's Little Miss Recap.
I think it is, too.
Yeah. Guys, listen to me talking with Mary Payne on Pink Shade. We talked about Happily Ever After, and I had a lot of fun with her. And check that out if you get a chance.
Yes.
All right. That's it.
Okay.
Thank you. Love you all. Bye.
Bye.
We're only 24.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.